Hey everyone, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're feeling like a hamster on a wheel sometimes, spinning your wheels trying to achieve that perfect life while constantly hitting roadblocks? Yeah, me too. But guess what? You don't have to be crushed by failure every time it pops up. We're going to talk about something super important today. Self-compassion in the face of failure. It's not about letting yourself off the hook or becoming complacent. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a friend who just went through a tough time. Ever notice how we're way harsher on ourselves than anyone else? I should have known better. This is all my fault. I'm such an idiot. Sound familiar? We beat ourselves up, replaying mistakes in our heads like broken records. But what if we could change that narrative? What if instead of letting failure define us, we saw it as a chance to learn and grow? Today, we're going to explore 5 key takeaways that can help you develop self-compassion when things don't go your way. First up, acknowledge your feelings without judgment. It's okay to feel disappointed, frustrated, even angry. Don't try to suppress those emotions. They're a natural part of the human experience. Imagine someone close to you is struggling. Would you tell them to just shut down their feelings? Probably not. You'd offer support and understanding. Treat yourself with the same level of compassion. Next, remember that failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of the journey. Think about Thomas Edison, one of history's most famous inventors. He famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." He wasn't afraid to fail. He saw each setback as a stepping stone towards his ultimate goal. Third, shift your perspective from, "I messed up," to, "What can I learn from this?" Instead of dwelling on the negative, try to extract valuable lessons from your experiences. What went wrong? Could you have done anything differently? How can you use this knowledge to improve next time? Failure becomes a powerful tool for growth when we approach it with curiosity and an open mind. Fourth, practice self-care. When things get tough, it's easy to neglect our well-being. But taking care of yourself physically and emotionally is crucial for bouncing back from setbacks. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, engage in activities you enjoy. These simple acts can make a world of difference. Finally, remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance, regardless of your achievements or failures. You are a unique individual with inherent value, not defined by your successes or shortcomings. Hold on to that belief. It's your anchor in the storm. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented musician who pours her heart into every performance. She's been working tirelessly to prepare for a big audition, dreaming of landing the lead role in a prestigious orchestra. The day arrives, and despite weeks of practice, she stumbles through her piece. The judges frown, and she walks off stage feeling defeated. You know that gut-wrenching feeling, right? But here's where things get interesting. Instead of spiraling into self-criticism, Sarah takes a deep breath and remembers everything we've talked about. She acknowledges the disappointment, but doesn't let it consume her. She recognizes that this audition is just one step in her journey, not the defining moment of her career. She reflects on what went well and identifies areas for improvement. She prioritizes self-care with a soothing bath and a good book. Most importantly, she remembers her worth as a musician and a person, regardless of the outcome. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that failure isn't the end. It's an opportunity to learn, grow, and come back stronger. So, what are your key takeaways from today's episode? Remember, practice self-compassion, view failures as learning opportunities, shift your perspective, prioritize self-care, and most importantly, hold on to that belief in yourself. You are capable of amazing things. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can do right now to practice more self-compassion? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's create a supportive community where we can all learn and grow together. And remember, don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of inspiration and practical tips to help you tap out of overstimulation. Until next time, keep it real and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.